100 word stories.
Didn't I just do one of these? Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. I've got a sling on my splint here that doesn't make crackling noises. It's your audio. The topic this week was broken. Wonder where that came from. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, let's see. Let's look at the folder here, and first up is Jeffrey Fisher. Hey, Jeffrey, tell me a story. I need to go take a pill.
This is Jeffrey Fisher. I'm here for weekly challenge number 336, the topic of broken. I understand that our gracious host is himself somewhat broken, so sorry to hear that crap. I'll get better soon. If you hear any pounding in the background, it's one of my neighbor children who's decided that he's going to just wail away on the drums. He's got no rhythm whatsoever, but hey, he can sure hit those skins. So every once in a while, it just bashes away. Anyway, this is called Sales Call by Jeffrey Fisher. They called me broken down, my career over. It's true I've had my setbacks. My sales numbers aren't what they used to be, and I know I would have landed the Carson account back in my prime. Still, this old boy has some fight in him. Stan, my boss, said I needed to win this account or I was out. No excuses. I swore I'd get it, and I don't intend to fail. You're comfortable, right? The duct tape isn't wrapped too tightly? Just nod if you agree. Now sit pat. When the deal's signed, I'll be back to untie you. Don't look at me like that. I'll do it. I'm not broken.
Oh, how deliciously and seditiously evil. Thank you, Jeffrey. And thank you for the... Yeah, if you haven't already listened to the weekly challenge and the blog posts and the Twitters and the audio boos, I'll just sum it up here. Last week, last Saturday, right after reading at Virtual Hotel Chelsea, I popped in my Jabra Stone 2. And I started listening to the Best of Our Knowledge by Jim Fleming. And I was biking around West University, got through Kroger, and I was picking up groceries, but I got too much for the bike's baskets. So I thought I'd be an idiot and put a bag in my right hand and then my left hand. And I lost my balance and I fell to my right and I tried to brace my fall with my left hand. And I shattered off the tip of my humerus, and it split lengthwise. And so I've got 6 screws in me, and I'm in a splint and a cast, and they've got me on Vicodin, which I'm not reacting to too well. The vivid dreams, just think of all the stories that I've written in the past 7 years that you've read and thought, where does he get that crap? Multiply that by 100. In intensity. Those are my dreams. So, I'm really looking forward to not needing this as a painkiller. I'm ready to just have my arm chopped off and then have V.S. Ramachandran bring his magic mirror box and get me to forget about the pain. But there's really no pain right now, but it's the dreams that are driving me mad. All right. But the good news is no coffee or Bailey's this week. All right. So there's your ramble there right off the starting gate. I've totally derailed the show. I'm sure that everybody across the world is hitting stop. Oh, well. Hopefully they'll hit start again to listen to Tura's story here, which is a good one. So Tura Bregianu, let's hear it.
I had an idea of the perfect pot. An idea so fragile that it trembled when I thought of it. I spent 2 months making it. turning the finest clay on a kick-driven wheel. No soulless electric contraption would do. Carving the designs, and then multiple rounds of painting, glazing, and firing. But something went wrong in the final firing. I don't know what. Too hot? Too cool? Too long? Too short? The pot distorted and cracked. But this is modern art. Who cares what it looks like? So I'll just exhibit it as is. I'll call it Broken Pot. And I hope your recent work, Broken Elbow, will be only a temporary installation.
Thank you, Tora. As I've said on the many posts and such, the timetable is 1 week in the splint. Don't move the damn thing. Don't lift anything with it. Ease off. And then Thursday, first visit to rehab to assess. And then it should be about 6 to 8 weeks of rehab. As for recovery, as for going back to work, if I do editing and red pen work, I should be able to be all right. What I do is technical writing, and it's a brand new job, so good timing. But I've been doing some reading of a global style guide and taking notes, just that some stuff, you know, doesn't stick to my mind right now, thanks to the Vicodin. But hopefully a few days, that'll burn through my system, and I'll probably pay a visit tomorrow and just see how folks are doing, get an assessment, keep up to date, but then head home and then keep tabs on folks remotely. I've got quite a few documents in the queue, but they're not critical, so it's going to be all right. And others have picked those up, and I can step in and help technically with things. I just... It's kind of hard to copy-paste with one good hand, but at least I'm practicing doing copy-paste with one hand here with the weekly challenge, because it's drag-and-drop, copy-paste, drag-and-drop, copy-paste, and so this is essentially work therapy for me. So, yeah, so that's a good idea of the timetable. I've got a document up at firstlife.isfullofcrap.com/ouch. With the summary of all that happened. So if I broke my arm isn't enough for you, oh Lord, a lot of it's up there. Okay, so two stories, 8 minutes. Yeah, this is efficient. Let's keep going here. We've got Muncie. He'll get things all exciting. So Muncie, tell us a story.
Hey, guess what? My weird horror book, Broken Escalator, is finally finished and available in ebook form on Smashwords. I'm basically the Leo Tolstoy of escalator-themed survival horror right now, and you all ought to check it out. However, if you don't have time right this second for a novel, here's a 100-word story for you. Why I Never Get Anything Done by Christopher Monroe. I sit, trying to write. But all I can think about is Point Break. Love that film. The Swayze is at the peak of his power, invincible, and what passes for the plot is so wildly over the top that it's impossible to watch without a big, dopey grin. Even Keanu isn't too objectionable. But it's not like his acting chops are being particularly stretched. It's as perfect a dumb actioner as could be. And yes, I should be writing, and yes, I don't have time for a movie, but still. Point Break, man. Screw it. Productive work can wait. Flash fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com tweets at Munzee Munzee. Also, I narrate this week's episode of The Way of the Buffalo, so you ought to check that out too. Does the number of things I've done this week undercut my story about not doing anything? Perhaps, but I can't think too hard about it. I gotta go watch Point Break.
Well, it looks like somebody was productive this week. All I did was eat hospital food. Well, I did write stories every day, but they were all about, well, broken elbow. You know, it's kind of like a kid getting dumped in high school, and then all they do is write about getting dumped. It kind of sucks. But that's okay. These crazy-ass fever dreams will have me writing about giving the Statue of Liberty a rim job while Linda Ellerbe and Molly Ivins are licking whipped cream off of me. Yeah, they've been that vivid and weird. Oh, and thank you, Muncie. Now, hopefully, you won't have these crazy dreams. Right. Let's keep going here. And let's see. Next up, we have Thomas up in Squim. I love seeing Squim. One of these days, I'll actually go back up there. I was planning on doing it in between the two jobs, but, well, the dental thing, and now this. At least I've got my Cobra activated. That's something. Oh, yeah, I need to file those dental things. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, here's Thomas and his stories. Enjoy.
The spindle was broken, and the 45 was not centered on the turntable. Everyone at the party was too whacked to manage the record player. The Rolling Stones tune, Satisfaction, played on through the night. The distorted and repeated tune made everything and everyone even more contorted. As the record spun, it produced a wow and swoosh as the needle danced across the vinyl. Two beautiful black women embraced inside the bathtub and didn't stop making out if anyone went inside to use the toilet while they were there. I went outside across the street and watched the house vibrate. The party was in San Francisco. A guy across the room remarked about the toenails on my chair being too red, and I, threatened by his familiarity, told him to shut up or I'd break him. My date had refamiliarized herself with her old boyfriend. He supplied all the chemicals that night, made with his lab and tools he took with him from a British chemical company when he moved to the States. Brian was the first white-collar industrial spy I knew. He financed his lifestyle and two-story apartment with formulas and processes he sold to his American employer. She was a broken woman. She lost her job at the coffee house, and her boyfriend broke up with her after catching her running around with his friend. He spread despicable and ugly rumors about her, and everyone was afraid to get close to her. She dyed her hair blonde and went to law school. After college, she found herself writing books and moving into a career as a speaker, columnist, and television personality. Never able to get her body weight above 60 pounds, Anne has been accused of being a pre-op transsexual because of her prominent Adam's apple. Bill was broke. He sold all his books and records, gathered his essentials together, and fitted his 72 Oldsmobile as his home on wheels. He drilled a hole in the floor of the back seat so he could relieve himself inconspicuously at night while parked in the Walmart lot. He'd curl up in his sleeping bag, crack the front window a bit for air, and sleep until sunrise. No one bothered him, but he had to put up with another car dweller parked nearby. She fell in love with Bill and wanted to move in with him. Bill drove away.
Thank you, Thomas. That one about the guy in the car, that's some pretty good imagery there. Oh, man. I need to turn the fan on. I'm starting to sweat a bit. But I don't want the noise in the background, and unlike before, where I could just lean up and turn it on, then lean back, this is where a remote control fan would come in helpful. I had one of those years ago, but, you know, it... What was the point? Pointing it from bed, you can reach across. Well, times like these. All right. Let's go ahead and get another story going. This time, Serendipity Haven. All right, Serendipity, it's your turn.
My dad was not the most patient of men. He had his own way of fixing broken household goods. Whatever the problem, televisions, washing machines, vacuum cleaners, even broken down automobiles, could all be repaired with a good hard thump, clout or kick. Occasionally, he'd find success, and the hapless piece of equipment would stutter onwards until the next violent repair became necessary. But, inside, loosened components, cracked circuits, and broken connections told a different story. In the end, no matter how hard he thumped them, they stayed broken. I could have told him that. It never worked. On me.
Aww. I'm sorry, Serendipity. But thank you for sharing that story. The doctor didn't thump me. I was out for several hours as they cut me open, moved the muscle, rebuilt the bone, put in the screws, sealed me up, patched me up, and then listened to whatever the hell I babbled and screamed until I finally got control of myself. Although, my notes that I leave for folks are always amusing when I go under like that. For my wife, it was, "Dear Gina, oops, love Lair. Dear C-Panel co-workers, long rambling story that, well, I did read to them when they came and visited. I'm sure they were severely weirded out. But I'm hoping to visit all them on Monday. I got a really nice edible arrangement with chocolate bananas and all sorts of stuff. It was really nice of them. And I got all sorts of other stuff from other folks while I was there, including the legendary power cord. Oh my God, that thing saved my life on Saturday. Thank you guys for everything everyone sent, and all the messages people sent, and all the encouragement and all the patience that people showed with the weekly challenge. Being light, it just... Oh, man, it was... what a long, strange trip it's been. I need to pick up a few tunes using a gift card that someone sent. I don't have Ripple by the Grateful Dead, even though I have a whole bunch of their concerts. I don't have the actual albums. And Ripple is one of my favorite tunes. That and Box of Rain. Oh, and Uncle John's Band, too. I think those three could get me by. But the song that really got me by? Jeremy Works and Mark Lapine, otherwise known as Frog and J-Cat, F and J. They do a cover of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. And the line, "Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right." That got me through. So, I was able to thank Frog on Friday, but there's no thanks that can just express how grateful I am that what something they did and something everyone did got me through this. And this was just a broken freaking arm with really, 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 really bad timing. But imagine if it had been something really, I mean, you know, maybe I'm being just a drama queen, but that's okay. You can help me put on my crown. All right, so enough of the drama queening. Next up, it's the writing queen, Lizzie Goodcough. Lizzie, go for it.
"There was a war a long time ago," said the father. "They conquered the world. A broken fighter plane had been rusting in the open field." "Is that why we can't talk?" the son asked. His father looked around, fearing someone had heard them. Don't say those things, son. You'll get us in trouble, the father whispered. I think we should remove this junk and clean the field. The son crossed his arms. You know what? I think we should leave it, Dad. One day I'll bring my son here and tell him about the war, so we don't forget. This is my story for the week. Drop by my blog if you like at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks, Lizzie. Great as always. I was reading through your stories through Google Reader once I had my laptop. All these, you know, going back through the archives of all your stuff, too. And even though on my phone I have an RSS feed reader, it's just not the same as being able to read it on a screen. Also, I picked up a Blue Angel Landing through Lulu. Finally got it delivered. I was waiting in the office. I don't know why. What's odd is, I thought I submitted some stuff for Volume 2. None of it's in there. Huh. That's strange. Oh well, I'll have a talk with the editor. Although, I'll only be able to slap them around with one hand. Ooh, I can kick them in the nuts. Okay. That's right, me being a temperamental artist. Wah, 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 wah. Okay, who's next? Oh, somebody new. They go by the name of, let's see, what's, Mary O'Casey. And the story is called Storm in Space. Are you new to here? I can't remember, but, welcome to the podcast, Mary. And, let's hear your story. I'm looking forward to it.
Space Storm by Mary O'Casey. Life's turbulence is circumscribed by grace of limited expectancy, its form as nebulous and changing as a storm, as anchored by our atmosphere from space. When she stormed out, saying she needed space, her anger made me so angry. How petty our arguments seem, against the measure, well, against any measure, really, against the broader measure of our own lives' spans, or against the greater intensity of the suffering of refugees or tortured prisoners or mine slaves. Such indulgence, to have a quarrel about nothing at all, and against the measure of space and its storms. Petty doesn't begin to describe, and I don't mean to belittle her emotions or even mine by putting it all in perspective. I only wonder, why couldn't we have parted normally, casually, that morning of all mornings? Or, desperate, ridiculous desire, why could we not have known this was our final parting and given one another some token kindness to carry? She to wherever it is she's drifting, I to where I'm bound. Bound for nowhere, but simply bound, aimless and earthbound. I look up at the stars on those nights when a few can still be seen, and curse the storm that carried her ship adrift in space. Curses aimed at the infinite are unsatisfying. All there is to find at fault are our own limitations, our inability to see any moment together, even a moment of annoyance, as better than time forever apart.
Thank you, Mary. Your voice is awfully familiar. I've heard it before, but I can't remember where. It's not because of the accent that I forget. I just... There have been so many people that have been a part of this podcast. I swear I've heard you before. Oh, well, you'll let me know if you want to. And if not, that's all right, too. Makes kind of a game out of it, I guess. What's life without a little mystery? And falling off of bicycles. Next up, we have Zach Mann, who I don't think has ever fallen off of anything. Thank goodness. The man is as sturdy as the Rock of Gibraltar. Let's hear what Zach Mann has for us today.
His parents are divorced, so he comes from a broken home. He doesn't fit well into our restroom, but he will go outside because he is housebroken. He sang nerdcore in a band called Front End Centaur, but he and Front a Lot broke up. He has a girlfriend who works in a bookstore. He has gone broke buying books. Her parents didn't like her dating a centaur. And now he is heartbroken. I said I wanted a broke horse for children to ride at my kinney carnival. But get him a background check because we have a position for him.
Thank you, Zachman. I love how you take a word and you pull all the meanings you can out of it, squeezing every last bit of succulent sweet juice out of the lemon. Or is it a lime? Or is it an orange? Or is it a kumquat? It's not a pluot. Those are hard to squeeze. Man, I miss pluots. I got hooked on those in the last week that I was at the old job. Good stuff. You should try them. Next up, we have three stories, two of them written by Red Goddess, but the third written, and all of them read, by Brocaley. It's going to take me a little bit to drag and drop and copy and paste. He sent them as separate attachments. This shouldn't take long. Hold on. Okay, so broken, Brocaley. So I'm going to mark that one. And broken, Lola. We're going to mark that two. And broken, Lola. We're going to mark that three. All right. So here we go with Brocaley reading a few stories. Thanks, man. You've been just, you and everyone has been really, really supportive during this time. And it was great to see you all at the Chelsea read that I did yesterday. It really just, although how many of you had the sound on and how many of you were off doing laundry or cutting your toenails or rounding up dingoes, I don't know, but
crap, Mariner! You crazy scallywag! It's Brocaley. And I've actually written one for your 100-word challenge! Topic, broken. I got the call at 7. Brocaley? Yes? He finally did it. Killed himself getting groceries. Meet us at headquarters. Headquarters is a secret place for 100-word geeks. You'll have to take over. I can't handle his workload. He has sims, weekly challenges. People actually attend his events. He has cats. I went into a full panic. I passed out and was put on an IV, hospitalized. I turned, and to my surprise, I saw Grap Mariner. I thought you were dead. Worse. I've broken my arm and I need robot screws. I breathed a sigh of relief. That's broken, in honor of my idol and friend, Crap Mariner. Welcome back, Crap. Oh, get ready, Crap Mariner. Hot action at the Hotel Motel. Here's Red Goddess's weekly offering. Ha! With a recurring character, Lola. La 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 la. Sorry. Lola takes a deep breath and reaches for his hand. He seems so sincere when they're together. He knows she wants to wait and her heart has been broken before. He tells her it is okay with his dark eyes. Lola touches his beautiful lips with her finger and tells him to be quiet. She traces an ice cube down his muscular neck and shoulders. She kisses his rugged skin. I'm ready, she whispers. He lifts her onto the wooden table in the dining room. She looks at the door, hoping no one comes in as they become one. Broken by Red Goddess. Oh my.
Thank you, Brocaley. Now you're wondering why I'm only, and thank you, Red Goddess. Ooh, steaming it up. Now you're wondering why I'm only playing two of the stories. Brocaley sent two of the stories twice. So, I'm going to read the one that's missing here. Let's see if I can get this just right. Lola walks toward the hotel garage to check the areas before leaving. As she approached the rear of the building, she notices a broken window on one of the cars and a man placing objects into a bag. Lola tiptoes toward the exit door to page security. Her heart is beating fast. She decides to go against all her common sense and charge the burglar. That is the last thing she remembers. She is awoken by a kiss, her man's smile. She is in a hospital. "Who did this?" he asks. She looks at her broken arm and cries. So that's the one there. That's okay, guys. It's all right. It's all right. I didn't want to bother you all this morning. You know, saying, "Hey, can you, you know, wrong file?" It's all right, man. I got you covered. You know, because, you know, robot screws. No, man, you're my idol. All right. So that covers that. Next up, another 1-2 combo of greatness. We're talking two-piece and a biscuit here of wonder with all the honey you need. It's Bonchance Longfall and Severina Halo Star. And Bonchance, man, I am... So you went with 7, and now Singh is doing his bumboat stuff at 7. So you bump back to 8. Oh, man, I'm just so sorry you're getting knocked around the clock here. Do I need to move back to 9 on Saturdays? It's not like I'm going to be biking to the grocery store on Saturdays for a while. Whatever's best for you, man, because I want to hear you. We all want to hear each other, man. That's the beauty. We're all together. We're all one big, you know, family-like thing. So, let's all get together this week. I got time. So here's Bonchance and Sevi and their stories.
Crap Mariners, 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word, broken. We all wish you well, Crap. Get well, mend. These stories are collaborative rights between Severina Halo Star and Bonchance Longfall. We do have a blog. Be good if you visit novavox.wordpress.com. Broken. Have you ever heard that saying, you never forget how to ride a bike, no matter how long it's been? Just climb back up and take off. Whee. What they don't tell you is that you forget how to maintain your maturity once mounted. The first 3 jumps went smoothly. I was overconfident and thinking I was that cool, free-willing kid with no fear. Yes, Doc, I know how lucky and fortunate to only have 1 broken leg and a 12 cracked ribs. Yes, Doc. I know to be more careful next time. Yes, Doc. I know. I'm not 16. Broken. Pablo, the black and white spaniel, and his pal Sparkles, the obese calico, sporting a bright pink ribbon, had broken a rule on their last adventure. The regulations dictated that they needed to get prior approval from the chairman. Sparkles pled the 5th when Pablo inquired about his knowledge of the rules. Every neighborhood had their big bully, but all knew that they ultimately answered to Chairman Meow. Molly and Maggie, the twin wiener dogs, gave Pablo a little book of the neighborhood rules for future reference. Sparkles ordered Pablo to take the rap and meet with Chairman Meow immediately. Broken. John and George sat in the living room chatting about football. How long will you be in town, John? Just for today, George. I was really hoping to connect with Linda. She is out shopping today, he snapped. John noticed a bloody fingerprint on their wedding photo. The glass in the frame was broken. In the hall, an edge of a suitcase was in view. That large mirror Linda loved from Italy was missing. John stood, telling himself to act natural. He shook George's hand and left. His back felt exposed as he turned from George and quickly walked away.
Thank you, Bon Johnson Sevi. I like those. And you're building up a really cool series with that from about Pablo the Spaniel and all of his friends. It would be really cool if y'all at some point were to collect them all together and put something together with that and share that with the world, or just a small part of the world that cares, the world that loves, the world that loves spaniels. Name Pablo. All right. Just laying back here. I got all comfy. So I'm laying back, pillow behind me, pillow on my chest, raising up the left arm, and then I lean to the right, and the laptop is there. I've got the mouse on the side, but the trackpad is working all right. Sometimes it gets a little skitsy, but if I don't do anything too crazy, I'm all right. And then I've got on the right side of the window, Audacity. Left side is email with the folder that has all the stuff in the podcast folder as I drag it off to the posted folder, one by one by one. And then as I listen to somebody's story, I don't need to use Audacity. I play in Audacity, and then while that, I'm copying the next one from email because I bring up Chrome with the blog post. So I'm back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it's a good operation, and all it takes is one hand. So it's working. There you go. And I can copy that with just, you know, Control-Z, Control-X, Control-C, Control-V. And if I do Control-A, I'm screwed. So, all right. Let's keep going. Oh, Tara Lynn! Hey, Tara Lynn! Hey, hopefully I'll be healed up by the time Burn comes around, but as I've proven at Hotel Chelsea, I can still do reads. I just, you know, not that I ever do props or build up sets, but still. Others can do that if they want. Please. So, Tara Lynn, here's her story as read by, I think Bonchance is reading this one too. Oh, cool. More from them.
Crab Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's challenge word is broken. This write is by Tara Lynn Gravoy. Broken. Damaged or altered. Disrupted by change. Not complete. These are all definitions for broken in Webster's Dictionary. Do you know anyone that isn't broken in some way? Have you ever really tried to fix them? Could you help a broken person? They say only if the person wants help. But what if you don't hear them crying for it? What if you miss the signs? What if you are too late? It is easier to turn the other way and not get involved. Then it isn't your fault. It is just a sad story you heard about. It is your choice. Tara Lynn Gravoy. Broken.
The hard part is knowing when to get involved and how to get involved that doesn't hurt the pride and dignity of the person that needs help, stepping in an intervention or quietly working through someone they trust. Those who want to help but don't have the resources to, and those who do have the resources but they're not trusted, and finding the way, finding a connection, a relay, a network. I don't know. I always thought that was the hardest thing to do, but if you put some effort into it, there's always a way. Thanks, Caroline. And I've only got a few more to go here. I'm running out of steam. I took a pill 2 hours ago, and it kicked in, and I waited a few minutes for the rush of the weird to pass, but at some point, I'm going to get the warm flow over me. I'm just checking my hand here, and there's still swelling, but it's not as bad on the hand. Alright, let's keep going here with Danny Dwyer, who shared a few of his experiences with me. He's had a few run-ins with various obstacles that have bashed him up and broken him down. You know, this thing that I ran through, I mean, I write a good story, but this is nothing compared to what a lot of y'all are going through, and a lot of people are. And a lot of people have been sharing their experiences. And I won't say who or any of that, but the Vicodin stuff, the painkiller, the this, the that, and, you know, I know that a lot of you were just, you know, it's a place to, as I call SL, it's a place to breathe your soul into, to create safely, to mend, to heal, or just to keep it there, to hide from, well, whatever. You can't do it forever, though, but if only you could. And that kind of thing, I don't think that's really understood by people like Rod, who, with things like pathfinding, you know, I got an email today about someone, why is it asking me to rebake every time I move stuff? And it's like, one, that's a horrible, horrible way of the interface to annoy people, and not explain why it's annoying people. Two, it's a useless feature. And three, it shows how disconnected, you know, Pathfinder, you know, instead of something stable where people need connections and people and being able to stay in touch with each other and at least the proxy of being able to connect, instead, it's frickin' games. Which, you know, I played Words with Friends for the past week while I was in the hospital. And that kept me engaged on that level. You know, a mindless little word game level. You know, it stressed me a little that I kept getting all vowels, but, and then I would get no vowels. You know, although Vicodin, you know, it says bowel movement problems, not vowel movement problems. So, when can I get off this crap? So, Danny, more rambles. I hope y'all don't mind. Here's Danny's story, and, dude, first drink's on me. No, it'll probably be all over me, because I'll drop it. Ooh.
Hello, hello! Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 336, Broken. The worst thing your orthopedic surgeon can tell you is there is too much swelling in your broken leg. You're going to have to spend at least a week in bed with your leg elevated above your heart so the swelling will go down enough that a cast can actually be placed on your leg. That is what I was told when I was 19. After falling off a rope swing while drunk, landing on the banks of the Delaware River, breaking my right lower leg in the process. I spent that summer of my life in bed, and it sucked.
Ah, you win, man. What I'm going through is nothing compared to the shit that you've crawled through, man. Dude, I respect the hell out of you. And you're still kicking, man. By the way, if I need to go after the clown bitches, can you practice in Texas? thanks, Danny. All that in law school, too. Me, I'm just a slacker. All right, let's see what's up next. Cliff, Uncle Monster, hey. Hey, man. How you doing? How's Ant Monster? Y'all doing all right? How are the Little monstets. Monsterots. I don't know. Stuff is starting to kick in. Yesterday, I had a half-hour laughing fit after someone said, Skate Foss said I joined the Titanium Club. So I was just laughing because, you know, the first rule of Titanium Club is you don't talk about titanium. I'm just losing it. And so, you know, it was Saturday, so I have all free cell phone minutes. So I started calling people on my contacts list. And it was fun. But thank goodness that I've had the genius to put an extra number in front of my boss's number so that I won't say anything horribly stupid until, you know, I actually walk in there. And it's like, hi, I'm dumb. Well, they waited a while to get me anyway, so they can wait a little while longer, and it's not like they're paying. Aflac! 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 All right. I'm such a dumbass. All right. So it's Uncle Monster? All right, okay. Uncle Monster, their story.
The Question by Clifford Lowe. The interrogator had promised to break me. He told me that every man could be broken, given enough time. I had laughed at him. That was weeks ago. Since then, there has been deprivation, torture, both physical and mental, and always the question, what is 2 plus 2? This morning he came into my cell, gave me my clothes back, and announced that I was cured and was free to go. What do you mean? I asked. You didn't break me. What is 2 plus 2? He asked. I replied, it's still 4. Exactly, he said, and left the room.
2 plus 2 is 4? No, 2 times 2 is 4. What have they done to you, man? What have they done to you? Oh. Right. Thank you, Cliff, Uncle Monster. I'm going to get through this one. I proved that I could get one done yesterday, and I'm going to get this one done, too. Although, I should probably drink some more water. Oh, man, there's a bruise on my arm. I've been using my right arm so much that it's starting to get worn out. I'm going to have to start lifting things with my feet. Or I could actually ask my wife to do something. She won't be awake until, like, what, 1? She's going to do the laundry today, and then I don't know if we're going to swing by Sprint Wireless to put the bike in the back of the truck and to pick up the Jabra, and they've already eaten all the groceries that are there, and if there's anything left over, like the Gouda, they can have it, but, you know, it's okay. It's all right. She moves in mysterious ways. Okay. And there are people that ask me, why didn't she come home immediately? Her cell phone was turned off on Saturday. Because she flew to Florida. And her sister, her phone, she let it lose all battery power. Oh, yeah. When my mother-in-law finally got a hold of them. Because my mother-in-law, she's doing great. I think I explained this yesterday. She's, you know, up there in years, but, you know, she's still got piss and vinegar in her. But, you know, she could fall or have something in, even though her husband is up there with her. Ken is an absolutely wonderful guy. You know, if something could happen, they got to let them know. And if their phones are off, yeah. So maybe it wasn't all about me being hurt when, you know, the come to Jesus moment came there. Oh, come to Jesus moments. Oh, Dorja and Nikki that sent me the the flower vase with, you know, now that you've had your brush with death, are you ready to embrace the Lord? Or I got the card here somewhere. All that, and Yom Kippur being weak. The anesthesiologist was like, Lashana Tova, and I was just so out of it that I was like, cool, man. And we are written in the Book of Life, and I said, yeah, in my case, in crayon. Oh, man, I'm out of it. I'm surprised I even have any English left to me. So, let's go ahead and go with Tom. He doesn't have any updates. He already did updates yesterday. This is just so messed up. All right, let's go with Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Broken. It was my last semester at the junior college. I was 3 months away from turning 40. If I had been 40, that fateful night, I would not have been in the gym in front of a volleyball net. At the time, I thought, how much trouble could you get in tapping a ball around? Hour one, I take a hard step forward and feel a foot behind me smash into the back of my ankle. I yell, "What the fuck did you do?" The problem was the guy was a good 12 feet away. "Dude, you ripped out your Achilles tendon."
Oh, man. Your Achilles tendon. Oh, dude. Oh, that's rough. I messed up my ACL when a motorcycle ran me over a few years ago. But I healed up from that. But still, it was, they hit on the left side, but my right side has always been bad. And I've been on knee replacement watch for a long time. And I don't know. I'm fine now after I've, you know, I lost all that weight, then gained it back. But I got to tell you, I'm losing weight right now, which probably is a bad thing. But I'm eating a lot of yogurt, drinking a lot of milk, and my wife made me a hamburger, which I ate yesterday. I'm trying to keep on the protein, but keep it simple. But I can't, you know, carbs make me nauseous with this crap, so I just need to be very careful. Probably get some breakfast sausage and bacon and stuff like that. So thank you very much, Tom, for that. And dude, the monkeys, they watch over us all. Next up, we have Norval Joe. What are the wiener dogs going to do now? Music kept me going through this time. And, well, I also was looking forward to hearing this magic harmonica that always introduces Norval Joe. So, blow that mouth horn, baby. Blow it all night long.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 336 with a prompt of Broken. Just a note, at horroraddicts.net, they have a 100-word episode. There are a few names in the crowd that entered 100-word stories that you might be familiar with from 100-word story podcast, and there are others that I've never heard of. So you might want to give that a try. Listen to it. Lawrence, I hope you feel better soon. Get back to work. So here's my story for Broken. "How is this goblin cube going to save us, Sharika?" Owen asked. "Simply this, Owen. The door to the Goblin King is an enchanted waystone. There are compass stones constructed near every goblin tribe settlement. This stone will transport us from one to another. I'm sure Elbenor knows the incantation. Come, let's find the compass stone." The company spread out and searched the forest as they walked toward the goblin village. Just before sunset, Traveler called out,
"Found it!"
The company gathered around a pile of broken stones. "We should camp here tonight," the ranger said. "I'll try to fix it." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Sleek and black it waits. Evil eyes and sharp teeth glisten. Wiener dog of death.
Wiener dog of death. Thank you, Norval Joe. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I've earned rich. Oh, you were counting on me to promote that thing. And, I can post a link when I can look it up. Oh, I suck. But, oh, I'm looking forward to hearing all the stories folks posted over there. That's going to be so cool. It'll be like 100-word stories weekly challenge, only someone else gets to deal with it while my arm heals. Get back to work. I really want to, man. They don't need me going all crazy every 4 hours with this crap in me. Oh, well. Okay. And they're being real patient, too. So, that's going to be cool. Next up, we have Kimmy. Kimmy Ann. All right. I'm going to do save. Save the memo. So, here is Kimmy Ann's story. We're almost done.
The small robed man rubbed his freshly shaven head in a circular motion. He had burst into the kitchen and half yelled, "Rats!" over and over, along with a stream of what may have been Tibetan. Geshe was normally such a quiet and reserved person. I grew concerned about his agitated state. "Rats!" he said again, curling his lips and squinting his eyes. "Where?" I finally managed to interject. He grasped my shirt sleeve and dragged me to the front room where he stood in front of the habit trail. "Gerbils," I pronounced. "Gerbals," he returned in broken English. "Rats," I smiled.
"Rats." Thank you. Thank you, Kimmy Ann. I always call Mist the little nasty little evil rat. You know, sneaky little rat. "What do you have to eat, little rat?" They've been stealing the straws out of my beverages, and I tried to get a photo of it, but they're just too sneaky fast. But I did get one of Bruin asleep along Gina's head, so that was funny. His feet were against her face, and it was like, "Don't you scare him. His claws will come out, and I'll get torn to pieces." It's like, okay. So, but those two really missed us, and it's just... it's good to be home. It's good to be home, man. Funny thing is, I wake up in the bedroom and I look up and I think, hospital? We really need to do a better job of decorating. Not that I'm going to be moving furniture around, right? Speaking of moving furniture around, we have one last story here. It's by Planet Z. I know you've been waiting. Here it comes.
Cain Rufus didn't like magic, so instead of a court magician, he hired a royal spellbreaker. Once a mage of the Wizards Guild, the spellbreaker had been expelled over a petty dispute. He made his living revealing the tricks behind feats of wonder his former colleagues performed. Love potions were analyzed and revealed to be nothing more than colored alcohol. Cursed swords, just intentionally misbalanced by the blacksmith. and the many wondrous beasts of the kingdom nothing more than unusually groomed poodles. "You're just a man in an ice demon suit," he said mockingly to his would-be assassin, and died.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about the topic of broken, and a few good lessons, too. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be, well, it was broken, so it's now football. This is Lauren Simon saying thank you for listening. Thank you. Just, what a week. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.